performers in a SAG-AFTRA union began a strike against video game companies. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, the union had been negotiating for a new contract for the past 18 months.
As of midnight, union voiceover actors, stunt performers, and those whose motions are captured digitally stopped working for the major video game companies. After nearly 2 years, contract talks had stalled over concerns about how artificial intelligence is or could be used to replace or replicate those performances. The companies say they offered AI protections, but union members say they don't extend to everyone.
What they are saying is that some of these performances, specifically for movement, is just data.
Andy Norris is a member of SAG-AFTRA's negotiating committee. You can see her work on such video games as Predator Hunting Grounds and Vader Immortal, a Star Wars VR series. To play aliens, zombies, and other creatures, Norris moves wearing bodysuits with sensors that cameras capture digitally to animate.
I can crawl all over the floor and the walls as, you know, such and such creature, and they will argue that that is not performance. And so that is not subject to their AI protections.
Norris says she fears that without those protections, video game companies could create digital replicas without her consent. Norris and the union want guarantees for consent and also fair compensation for their very human work. A spokesperson for the video game companies said in a statement they're disappointed in the union's decision and they remain prepared to resume negotiations. But actor Zeke Alton, who's also on the negotiating committee, says the company's offer has many loopholes. And he says performers are the canary in the coal mine of the new technology.
We are setting a precedent for how the workforce in both the United States and around the world is going to be treated. Are they going to use this new emergent technology as tools for creatives and for workers to create efficiency? Or is this tool going to be used by executives to remove the worker?
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
I want to let you know that NPR workers are also members of SAG-AFTRA, but under a different contract.